Nights are bugs, feet toads. When I get to heaven, I'll ask why weeds grow up so fast and flowers grow so slow. And I'll ask much more. Why do blackberries have tiny hairs while blueberries are bald? Why don't birds fall out of trees when they sleep? Why don't fish drown when they sleep? All our questions will disappear when Almighty Creator God calls us to His place. All questions but of His love. Why do you give grace, then fall to our knees in awe? Why do we stubbornly ignore you, God, when we see such evidence? Why do we call so many things coincidence? People aren't so blind. Did you choose Jesus as Lord? Believe my Romans 10:9 word. When we get to heaven, God will ask us some questions that He knows the answer for. Did you see your sins with sorrow? Why did Jesus suffer on the cross? Why did He die for me?
The end of the book of Job is actually funny. Job's respectful though complaining questions are stopped at chapter 38 when God has some questions of His own for us all. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? Is this an Old Testament reference to the equator? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together? Job had reached this conclusion in chapter 13, verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so I defend my own ways before him. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat. When Job's hope had vanished, God came like a mighty wind, reminding us of the Holy Spirit's description in Acts. When Jesus left this earth, he sent us this Holy Spirit. See John 14 through 17. So we do know where to find God to question Him respectfully. We find God wherever we are, when we invite Him respectfully and trust Him when we are still left with our burning questions.